Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for coming to this talk. Today, I'm going to be talking about Viking Christianity. And unless I misrepresent my subject, I'm not going to be talking about some sort of manly version of Christianity that I'm just kind of coming up with a cute name of. I am literally talking about Vikings that became Christians. So today we're going to talk about the conversion of the Vikings in history to Christianity and some of the amazing brave missionaries that were involved in that and some of the things that came about in history and culture through the conversion of the Vikings and what Christian Vikings did after they became converted. So this is something that I've found a fascinating subject that we often kind of skip over. We think of the Vikings and their raiding pagan days and then sort of just forget that anything happened to them and they just got assimilated into society and we skip over the rest of the story. But it's an important part of history and an important part of church history, and it can be a really fun thing to study with your kids and inspiring part of history to study with your kids. So that's the plan for the morning, for this next hour. We're going to dive right in to some little-known parts of history. So first off, what is a Viking? We always use the word Viking. We often don't actually define it. So what are y'all's thoughts on what a Viking might be? Yeah, so there's a lot of different adjectives we could use that describe Vikings. Here's a definition of that's more specific and that I found on in one history book, that a Viking is a person belonging to a race of Scandinavian people who traveled by sea and attacked parts of northern and southern Europe between the 8th and 11th centuries. In particular, the word Viking, we think, came from an old Norse word, vik, which is creek, or maybe an old English word, wik, which was camp or dwelling place. And it was actually more of an adjective to describe the act of going off to raid and capture slaves and take plunder. So you would talk about going a Viking if you were a Scandinavian warrior in the 8th to 11th centuries. You guys all remember, of course, that 8th century means 700s and 11th century means 1000s. So something I always forget to point out to my kids when they get confused about that. Here is a map of some of the important places that Vikings would go a Viking. These are some of the places they raided and started settling all around the world. You can see that they were especially settling these northern parts. So we have Vikings in Norway, Vikings in Ireland, Vikings in Greenland, Vikings in Iceland, and they kept moving out as they would raid and start to settle different parts of the world. Vikings would rove all over the world to trade as well as to raid. We have evidence of Vikings that we're uncovering further and further and further all the way into the eastern parts of the world in Arabia. There were Vikings in the courts of the Byzantine Empire in Turkey. So they were a far adventuring, seafaring type of people. Of course, the other thing about them that we all recognize and remember is that Vikings were pagans. There was the Viking pantheon of gods is every bit as complicated and confusing as the gods of the Greeks and the Romans. And they were a pagan people with a lot of ugly parts of their practice, as well as fascinating stories in their pagan faith until.